LBN Radio presents The Aqeedah of the Salaf, presented by Wasim Darasisi.
Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam tasliman kathira, rabbi shahli sadri, wa yassirli amri wa hlul uqtatan min lisani yafqahu qawli amma ba'd. We return back to a series of the Aqeedah, the belief system of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the belief system of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the creed of our pious predecessors, and we continue with Nashrul Dawameen. We continue with the belief of Ahlul Sunnah that every single individual would receive his book on the Day of Judgment, and the books would be given out on the Day of Judgment, and everyone would be accounted. And this is the job of the angels residing on the left and the right, taking accounts and writing as scribes the actions and the statements that one does every single day. And this is their job. And they do not err in their job, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, that they do as that they are told, and they do not transgress against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the believer on the Day of Judgment, he will receive this book, the one that is successful, the one that has become victorious in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that would enter into paradise. He would receive this book in his right hand, an indication from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has passed his exam. He has passed the exam, my brother and sister, that every single one of us are on that same journey, the journey leading up to that moment when we will all stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A moment where we will be, as it has been stated, naked, as we had come into this dunya, returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same position. Where Aisha radiallahu anha, she stated and asked in confusion to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, we will be naked in front of each other. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, O kama qala Rasulullah, that the situation of Aisha would be much more severe than you think, or than that. And this would be the position of the mu'min, of the believer. He would receive his book with his right hand. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave us different signs to show us that the right hand and the right of any matter was from the correct matters, was from the righteous matters, to the extent where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to us in the hadith, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعجبه التيمن في تناعله وترجله وطهوره وفي شأنه كله. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he told us that he would like, as Aisha described, that he would like التيمن over all things, that he would like to start and use his right hand and his right position for all matters if he was able. And that would be from eating and drinking, التيمن. And even to the extent في تنعلي, where he would wear his na'al, he would wear his footwear, and also ترجلي, which he would start with the right hand of his head, where he would comb his hair. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us and narrated to us about al-wudu, that starting with the right, with al-wudu, and entering the masjid, and different other sunan that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated to us and was narrated to us to start with our rights. And this is an indication, as we said, the receival of the book in the right hand is an indication of success on the Day of Judgment. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says to us in Surah Al-Inshiqaq, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us in this ayah in Surah Al-Inshiqaq, and for the one that receives his book in his right hand, then he will be given a light account, an easy account. فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. And that he would return, and he would go forth and return back to his family and his loved ones, and he would be in a happy state, masroor. And he, Al-Qurtubi, rahimullah, he said, it was said about the word ahl, about the family, that ahlul tafsir, it was said that it was the family that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created for him, that was waiting for him in Al-Jannah, from the Hur Al-Ain, and the different creations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created for him or her. And also it was said that it was his actual family that was in this dunya, the ones that had also succeeded in the test of this life, reuniting with him back in the gardens of paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from them. And also, my brother and sister in Islam, that the believer on that day, from his happiness, he would shout and he would proclaim this success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us in Surah Al-Haqqah, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُ قُرَأُوا كِتَابِيَهِ إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهِ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing for us the ones also that again receive their books in their right hand, they would say, هَا أُمُ قُرَأُوا كِتَابِيَهِ. And this was a term that the Arabs would use, as also Al-Qurtubi, he explained in his tafsir, هَاُمْ هَاُمْ يَا رِجَال هَاُمْ يَا رِجَال, meaning in motivation, in happiness of something, of a success, one, and the Arabs would say, هَاُمْ هَاُمْ يَا رِجَال, look at me, look at this success. And the asal and the essence of this word, as Al-Qurtubi, he said, it was ha-kum, ha-kum. And the kaf here was the origination of the word. Ha-um qura'u kitabiya. Look at me, hey, oh, everyone. On the day, that day, the believer, he would shout and he would proclaim this success. And of course, my brother and sister in Islam, it is a success to be proclaimed. How much and how many of times have we become successful in this dunya? How many certificates have we undertaken? And how many achievements have we achieved? At times, one he feels after a long stressful journey in this dunya that he just wants to proclaim on the top of his lungs, Ha-um, oh people, come and look and see and witness this success that I have achieved. Then what about the greatest success, my brother in Islam, my sister in Islam? The success of standing on the day, a day where there is no shade but the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A day where you are naked in front of Allah as you came into this dunya, you return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that naked state. A day where Aisha radiallahu anha herself, she thought this to be strange. A day where the prize is not a certificate, or is not a brand new car, or is not the righteous wife or the righteous husband that you have found, or is not the business that has been thriving and you are now seeking glorification from this. Rather, my brother and sister in Islam, it is the greatest success that a believer that believes in La ilaha illallah can have. And that is the success of entering the greatest paradise. And that is the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The success of entering a position where there will be no more pain. A success that there can be no greater success than that. A success where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would never be angry from you again. A success where you would enter into the gardens where no eye has seen and no hand has touched. A success that only the believers that believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in La ilaha illallah can attain by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هَاُمْ قُرَأُوا كِتَابِيَهْ إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهْ. And the believer, as per se to this ayah, he will say, I had a belief, إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهْ. I had a belief that I would reach this position, because my brother and sister in Islam, حُسْنُ الظَّنِّ بِاللَّهِ, when one has the correct belief and the correct understanding and thoughts about Allah, that it is good, then he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he works for this religion and he tries to put efforts for this religion, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest of lords and he would give him what he has promised him, and that is the Jannah that all of us are looking forward to. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from these people. And then on the flip side, my brother and sister in Islam, the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah is that on the day, the ones that had disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and transgressed against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would be from the ones that would be the losers on that day. The ones that did not succeed, the ones that did not pass the test, to pass this test of life. This test where today many have not even scratched the surface. Many of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are still in turmoil, waking day in and sleeping day out, trying to make that dollar. The creation, my brother in Islam, that Allah had created only to worship Him. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. They have now only been running around to worship this dollar and have not even had an understanding or even been introduced to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord that they will return to and the Lord that would account them for their actions. For this disbeliever on that day and also the munafiq, the hypocrites on that day, and the ones that had transgressed against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day, they will say, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورَهُ وَيَصْلَى سَعِيرَهُ. Again, Surah Al-Inshiqaq, the continuation of the verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the reply, tells us the position, tells us the stance of the kafir and of the munafiq, the hypocrites. On that day, he will receive this book in his left hand as an indication of failure on that day, as indication that he has not passed the test. And what a terrible position that would be, standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as described, he would receive the book from his left and from behind, from his left and from behind, fearing to read what is in this book, knowing that it is failure and knowing that he would be leading and it would be leading to the blazes of hell. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to free us from this position. فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا. And this position of his, it would be called, and he would be called to on that day in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to destruction, ثُبُورًا. He'll be called to destruction and ruin. وَيَصْلَى سَعِيرًا. And he'll be thrown into the pits of the hellfire and he'll be roasted. He'll be roasted by the blazing fire, سَعِيرًا. Allahu Akbar. Also, my brother and sister in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in Surah Al-Haqqah, in continuation of the description of the kafir, He will say, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِهِ وَلَمْ أَدْرِي مَا حِسَابِهِ. Allahu Akbar. Again, in absolute regret, the kafir on that day, receiving his book in his left hand, he will say, I wish I had never received this book. I wish I never knew about this book, and I wish I never knew about this position. And of course, my brother and sister in Islam, that would be the position of any creation standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Lord of all Lords, Allah, has just given you your book in your left hand, meaning failure. And the fire of Jahannam is blazing, and the fire of Jahannam is ready to consume the bones of mankind and the flesh of mankind, for it has transgressed against its creator Allah, and you are from the ones that has received this book in your left hand. Wallahi, wallahi, what a terrible state that would be. Allahu Akbar. Al-Qurtubi, he goes to give us a nasheed in description of this day. فقال الكرتبي تذكر وقوفك يوم العرض عريانا. He says, remember the stance that you will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the day that the books will be given out and you are naked. مستوحشا قلق الأشياء حيرانا. You will be in a lonely, abandoned position in fear from the different things that will happen on that day, and you will be in absolute confusion and stress. والنار تلهب من غيث ومن حنق. And the fire on that day would blaze and flare from the anger that it would have, from the anger that it would have on that day. على العصات ورب العرش غضبانة. Due to what reason would the fire be in absolute anger from the ones that are transgressed against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be absolutely angry on that day. اقرأ كتابك يا عبدي على مهل. Read your book in a way that is light, in order that you may see what has been written in this book from your deeds. فَهَلْ تَرَى فِيهِ حَرْفًا غَيْرَ مَا كَانَ. And do you see Oh, slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one letter that has been misplaced or that you have not done in this book. وَلَمَّا قَرَأْتَ وَلَمْ تُنْكِرْ قِرَاءَتَهُ. And when you have read this book and you do not deny this book, وَإِقْرَرْتَ وَإِقْرَرْتَ إِقْرَارَ مَنْ عَرَفَ الْأَشْيَاءَ عِرْفَانَ. And now you have come to be content and you know that the one that has put you in this position, he knows all. نَادَ الْجَلِيلُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would call. نَادَ الْجَلِيلُ خُذُوهُ يَا مَلَائِكَتِي وَامْضُوا بِعَبْدٍ عَصَى. And then it would be called by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the malaika, to the angels, take him, take this slave that has transgressed against Allah. To where? لِلنَّارِ عَجَّانَ. To the hellfire that is hungry for the ones that have transgressed against Allah. And he finishes to say, وَالْمُشْرِكُونَ غَدًا فِي النَّارِ يَلْتَهِبُوا. And the disbelievers and the associators with Allah, the transgressors with Allah on that day tomorrow, they would be from the ones that are in ruin and that are in burn from the fire. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِدَارِ الْخُلْدِ سُكَّانَ. And the believers on that day, they would be in the paradise and they are therein forever as they would be residers of that paradise. Allahu Akbar. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from them. And also my brother and sister in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us upon the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith al-marfu' that the dawaween on that day would be three different types of books. A book that would be given that is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A book that is between you and the creation. And a book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would never forgive unless he chooses. As narrated in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, الظُلْمُ ثَلَاثَ فَظُلْمٌ لَا يَغْفِرُهُ اللَّهُ وَظُلْمٌ يَغْفِرُهُ وَظُلْمٌ لَا يَتْرُكُهُ فَأَمَّا الظُّلْمُ الَّذِي لَا يَغْفِرُهُ اللَّهُ. And verily the book and the oppression on that day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not forgive would be the one that has in his book the oppression of associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-shirk. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah Luqman, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Verily, verily, that the associating partners of Allah is the greatest of oppressions. وَأَمَّا الظُّلْمُ الَّذِي يَغْفِرُهُ اللَّهِ فَظُلْمُ الْعِبَادِ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ فِيمَا بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ رَبِّهِمْ. And as for the book and as for the action and the oppression that Allah would forgive for inshaAllah by his will would be the actions that is between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the creation, or the creation and Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all merciful. What is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your shortcomings to Allah besides shirk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala insha'Allah, if he chooses, fi bimashi'atillah, in by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would be forgiven. And moving on to say the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَمَّا الظُّلْمَ الَّذِي لَا يَتْرُكُهُ اللَّهِ فَظُلْمُ الْعِبَادِ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not leave off one book. He would not look past one book or one type of oppression, and that is the oppression of the believers or the people or the creation towards the creation, even the animals. Everyone will get their rights on that day, my brother and sister in Islam. And that's why, my brother and sister in Islam, from the most heaviest deeds on the day of judgment, it is to oppress others. It is to oppress others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you of a tawbah. He asks you to make a tawbah. And from this tawbah, then you may be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is not the case with the individual. It is not the case with the believer or with the creation. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all just al-adl. He will leave that on a day of judgment for you to work out before you enter into paradise. And this is from the justness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.